Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Boxing fans, mark your calendars. Ryan Garcia puts his welterweight world title on the line against hard-hitting top contender Conor Benn, plus undefeated Australian superstar Jai Obataya takes on Noel Michalian. Saturday, December 12th, all live on Paramount+. The feud between Garcia and Benn reaches a boiling point in one of the biggest fights of the year. The best part? There's no pay-per-view. The entire event is included with your Paramount Plus subscription. Saturday, September 12th, stream Zuffa Boxing's Ryan Garcia versus Conor Benn live on Paramount+.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Time rolling on here. Adam Carter on the WCCO Morning News. Do we have a guest here, Hammer? I'm sorry. Chris Walker, yeah, thank you so much. Chris is with us. This is a story that I saw this morning about the St. Paul Firefighters Union suing the city of Minneapolis much the same way that the police department did over the vaccine mandate by the end of the year. Chris Walker is the attorney for the Firefighters Union. He joins us right now. Chris, thanks so much on short notice for joining us here. What is the basis, Walker, I'm sorry, What is the basis of the lawsuit? Is it the vaccines, or is it the fact that this was something that wasn't negotiated to?
Yeah, the latter, Adam. And actually, we're suing the city of St. Paul, St. Paul Fire Department. But that's yes, it is the latter. It's the fact that it wasn't negotiated. The union, as President Mike Smith has been fairly public about, isn't anti-vaccine. But we just don't have a lot of answers, Adam. We don't have a lot of information. We haven't had our questions answered by city representatives, and the clock is ticking.
Chris, specifically, what questions do you want to get answered?
Well, I guess one of the main questions we have right now is people have applied for exemptions. I mean, first and foremost, what the union has wanted, just as the, and it's the same situation with the police union and maybe some other unions, is an option to test. And state employees have that option. State employees can provide a test once a week or on a regular basis rather than be vaccinated. That's really all we've wanted. We can't get an answer to why that can't happen. And we have a pile of religious and medical exemptions that have been sitting on somebody's desk over at the city of St. Paul. And we don't have a response on that. So we really didn't have any other options.
Yeah, 80. I think 80 requests by St. Paul firefighters to get an exemption. Chris, is that correct?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, Chris Walker is the attorney representing the St. Paul Firefighters Union. I guess some folks who believe in the vaccine, Chris, and say this is something that gets us back to normal, that reduces the spread. I look at firefighters and say these are men and women who devote their lives to saving others. Why wouldn't they not be on board to getting the vaccine and preventing the spread of this disease that really has killed firefighters around the country?
Yeah, I hear you. And I don't know that it's the case that they're not, quote-unquote, on board. I think I don't know what the numbers are exactly, and Mike could probably tell you that, but there's a very high percentage of Local 21 members who are, in fact, vaccinated. And again, the union isn't taking an anti-vaccination stance. It is important. We are in a crisis. We're on board with all that. It's more about the fact that the city needs to negotiate this. This isn't something they can just unilaterally impose on the members. And there's a portion of the membership, a percentage of the membership, who don't want to be vaccinated, but are willing to test and make sure that they're healthy and make sure that they're not posing a threat to public safety.
What's the next step, Chris? Does this go to court, or what is the next step as far as you know? And because, as you mentioned, I mean, we've only got a couple weeks here till the end of the year.
Yeah, well, it should. I know the police lawsuit is scheduled for a court hearing on a motion for a temporary injunction next Thursday. I know as of yesterday, when we filed, that we have been assigned the same judge. So I would not be surprised if we're in that courtroom, but I can't tell you that that's the case for sure.
Chris,
we will get in front of a judge at some point.
Yeah, keep us up to date. We'll be following this, especially as we approach that New Year's deadline. But, Chris, I know it was a short notice today, and thank you so much for the time joining us on WCCO Radio.
Anything for you guys, Adam. I listen every day.
Super. Keep doing it.
Thanks,
Chris, even when I screw up your name. I appreciate it. Chris Wachler, attorney for the St. Paul Firefighters Union. My uncle, Jim Peter Fesso, longtime St. Paul firefighter, so I sure respect the men and women of the St. Paul Fire Department. That is the truth. But it's an interesting argument. We're getting texts right now suggesting, come on. I mean, this is something, you know, a lot of people look at firefighters and police officers as people who are sworn, who swear to uphold the public safety and the safety of others. And there's plenty of people wondering why getting a vaccine wouldn't be part of that mission to keep others safe. And sadly, we've seen the numbers, figures about sadly, many police officers and firefighters have contracted the virus just doing their jobs this year. And sadly, some of them have died. We'll keep following that as both now St. Paul Police and St. Paul Fire Department's unions have filed suit against the city of St. Paul. 827 now, News Talk 830 WCCO. Another lousy job number just came out today. We'll get that with Steve's news at the bottom of the hour, then more to discuss with Pete Najarian at 850 as we roll on with the WCCO Morning News. It's Adam Carter. It's 827.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Boxing fans, mark your calendars. Ryan Garcia puts his welterweight world title on the line against hard-hitting top contender Conor Benn, plus undefeated Australian superstar Jai Opetaia takes on Noel Michalian. Saturday, December 12th, all live on Paramount+. The feud between Garcia and Benn reaches a boiling point in one of the biggest fights of the year. The best part? There's no pay-per-view. The entire event is included with your Paramount Plus subscription. Saturday, September 12th, stream Zuffa Boxing's Ryan Garcia versus Conor Benn live on Paramount+.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.